what everybody's talking about. We know what everybody's talking about. It's the feast day of St. Padre Pio. That's right. Oh, that's why I'm in such a great mood today. I love this feast day, and I love this great saint, St. Padre Pio, and I know that the Take-Two family does as well. So this, we're going to dedicate the whole entire episode to this wonderful saint, St. Padre Pio, on his feast day, and we titled it, We Love Padre Pio. Yes, we do. He's one of our powerhouse team that we pray to right before we start each and every show. So exciting. And by the way, welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, talking all about Padre Pio today. And I'd like you to fill up the phone lines for the whole entire show and shout to the world your love for Padre Pio, your understanding about his great life. Maybe you are a spiritual son or daughter of Padre Pio. Maybe you were just introduced to Padre Pio. Maybe Padre Pio showed up on the scene for a loved one. I've heard that before, and I can share some of the stories. We want to really just thank God for this incredible saint on their feast day, St. Padre Pio. I'll share some facts about him and some stories, but I really want to hear from you. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you're curious. You're like, who are they talking about? Who's Padre Pio? We'll happily share who Padre Pio is, and maybe you can become a friend of Padre Pio's. So dial this number. It's super easy. Stop what you're doing, because this is a great way just to let this broadcast shine all the way to heaven, so that we can share with God how much we appreciate the church triumph. And how we learn from the lives of the saints, especially this great saint that just, you know, he died in 1968. Okay, so really, when you think about it, it's not that long ago. And so it's really interesting. We're still hearing of people who were relatives or knew of him, and or friends of friends of that knew Padre Pio, or situation, a miracle that happened, and they're like the son or daughter of that person. So, I mean, it's really close to us. And absolutely how much his connection to St. Francis of Assisi with the stigmata. Also, it's just so powerful, because you can go visit the tomb of Padre Pio. You can put your items up to the glass, and you know, it's an incredible connection to this great saint. So I'd really love to hear from you. And we're already getting text messages coming in, comments coming in, and the calls are coming in. This is the feast day of St. Padre Pio. Here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jennifer said, Rhoda Wise of Canton, Ohio, a stigmatist that healed Rita Rizzo, was known as Mother Angelica. Oh, yes. Okay, yes, absolutely. Okay, I've got the text message, Jennifer. Yes. Rhoda Wise in Canton, Ohio, who had the stigmata. And she and Mother Angelica said that when she visited, that's when she was healed at the time in her life. And then now she went on to be the foundress of the largest religious media network in the world. Yes. So I know it's amazing. I can go on and on, but that's Rhoda Wise. I can talk about Rhoda Wise too, Jennifer, but I want to focus a little bit on Padre Pio. Well, the whole show on Padre Pio, but we can also talk about the stigmata, which is very, very important. So yeah, that is so true. And people should visit the Rhoda Wise house in Canton, Ohio. There's a Mother Angelica memorial there and a museum. It's so beautiful. So I would highly recommend it. But what Jennifer did is she texted us, and here's how she did it. She texted the letters EWTN to 58177. She waited for a response. Then she texted us her first name and this comment that about Rhoda Wise. Just know that message and data rates apply. So if you'd like to text us as well, all you have to do is go to, you just text EWTN to 58177. Okay, so back to Padre Pio. And we can talk about the mystical gifts that he had, so many of them: the gift of bilocation, reading hearts, reading souls. He had visions, the stigmata. He had, it goes on and on. I mean, there's so many. And then also we can talk about his recipe for spiritual success. We can talk about that as well. and I'll happily share some thoughts on that. We can talk about his love for the angels. Okay, we can share that. It's so much we can talk about, Padre Pio. You can see that I'm rushing to try and get as much information out there in this opening segment so that you can get your phone call in at 833-288-3986. This is your show. We're talking all about St. Padre Pio today on this feast day, and I'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And maybe you asked Padre Pio to intercede and to really help during a difficult situation, and he did, and he showed up right away. Would you please share that story? Maybe you started to really see a lot of Padre Pio prayer cards or things that reminded you of Padre Pio. You know, they say the saints find us. And maybe Padre Pio wanted to help in your spiritual life. Could you share that? Maybe you are a spiritual son and daughter of Padre Pio, and you can share how that came to be. I would love to hear all the stories. And we can also talk about Rhoda Wise, because she had the stigmata. And yes, with the healing of Rita Rizzo, who then became Mother Angelica. Yes, absolutely. Same person. I love it. I love saying Rita Rizzo, because my last name, my maiden name is Rizzio. So close. And it's just beautiful when we look at the lives of holy men and women, virtuous men and women, and those that were canonized, like Padre Pio. We know they are in heaven, so that's a capital S for Saint Padre Pio. So we know he's in heaven based on the church's research and investigation and process and the miracles attributed to Padre Pio. And there are still miracles happening because of Padre Pio. I can tell you a story that happened just a couple months ago with somebody who prayed fervently for the intercession of Padre Pio, and it blew me away, the miraculous result. They became very close to Padre Pio. Since then, they have dedicated some time to various shrines that are dedicated to Padre Pio. There's one right out of Bartow, Pennsylvania, too. So everyone should check it out. A lot of times in our own diocese, there's a special chapel or a special, church that has a remembrance of Padre Pio. So you guys should check it out in your own diocese. Okay, when I come back, I'm going to get to Oscar first and then the others. I'd like to fill up the rest of the phone lines here talking all about We Love Padre Pio at 833-288-3986. Okay, we're talking about Padre Pio today on this feast day, and I just love this great saint, and I'll share some stories as well. We have Michael at the controls. This is our show team behind the scenes. Michael is at the controls. Pedro is on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Put in the chats how much you love Padre Pio. We've got Matt on the phone. So I'm going to get to Oscar in just a moment. We do have some open phone lines. I'd love for you to share if you really love this great saint and you'd like to talk about what he has done in your spiritual life or how he has inspired you to go deeper in the faith, or maybe you were so fascinated by him, you went and visited San Giovanni Rotondo in southern part of Italy to go see his body laid out in the glass tomb at the church. Maybe you went to that beautiful place that's very close to Assisi, and you might have gone there and gone on a Eucharistic miracles tour, or you might have gone on a pilgrimage or just visited. Maybe you could share some stories. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I just want to share this real quickly before Oscar's call. Faith and the emotions. How to open your heart to God's transforming grace, peace, and happiness by Father Wojciech Giertych. And Father Giertych, the theologian to the papal household, equips you to develop a healthy functioning of your emotions through a deeper encounter with God. Through the advice of St. Thomas Aquinas and other great spiritual masters, Father Giertych names and explains the reality of emotions to help form young adults to grow in virtue, develop mature identities, and be freed from painful anxieties and emotional entanglements. Faith and the Emotions, How to Open Your Heart to God's Transforming Grace, Peace, and Happiness by Father Wojciech Giertych. Okay, yeah, this is powerful. Everybody needs to pick this up. This is incredible. The way to find it is at EWTNRC.com. And when you're at EWTNRC.com, check out, put in the search button, Padre Pio. In that section, search area, Padre Pio or Padre Pio books, you know, there's the true story of Padre Pio. There's other books at EWTNRC.com. I would highly recommend them. They're all very good. Okay, let's go to Oscar. But Oscar, let me give the number again. We're talking about Padre Pio. Do you feel close to Padre Pio? Is he one of your go-to saints? Do you have you been to the shrines of Padre Pio? Have you been to San Giovanni Rotondo? Tell us your story. Maybe you have a special encounter with Padre Pio. Maybe you've seen him in hospitals. It's typical to see Padre Pio in hospitals. Why? Because remember, he founded that incredible hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo for the sick and suffering, which is a state-of-the-art hospital, incredible, up on a hill. It's so amazing. And so typically he's seen. When people pray for his intercession, he will actually sometimes come on the scene in a hospital. So if that's ever happened to you, and we had one person a couple years ago, Jerry and I, during Take Two, that they called in, and it was their mother that saw Padre Pio in the hospital, and the son was telling the story. It was fascinating. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Oscar is going to be up first talking about Padre Pio from Winchester, Virginia on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Oscar. Take it away.
Thanks, Debbie, and I'm waving back. And hello to all of the Take Two family on EWTN Global Radio. It's great to be back once again, and I'm so excited to talk about Padre Pio because for many reasons, but for one is how he continues to work in the miracle business as a saint, and how he's still doing wonders for those praying for his intercession. Now, I got to learn more about Padre Pio because of many stories I found online on the internet and and other places I was able to find who Padre Pio was, and I knew some of the stories, some of his quotes, including one which every Catholic should know, and that is pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and hears our prayers. So, and that's one of the quotes that, you know, that I kind of have that engraved into myself and my personal life because, you know, let's see. We sometimes get worried over a lot of things, you know, a lot of those worries kind of, you know, kind of take a toll on us. But the one thing that we should know is that we must pray. Pray that, you know, things hopefully turn out the way that it should be, because of course at times, you know, it doesn't always, you know, get into the way that it should be, but, you know, we must pray a lot and pray to God for any trouble, any tribulation that you and I may have, and that is what I continue to do. So to those tuning in right now, if you have not, if for those of you who don't know who Padre Pio is, please go online, search him up, and read about him. You know, go online. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of videos online about him, like actual footage of Padre Pio, like voice and like video. There's actual footage of him. So if you want to find out who he is, go online and search it up, because I've looked at it and truly incredible, truly incredible. This is a great saint.
It's great advice, Oscar. And I want to tell you, yes, there are many clips on YouTube and things of that nature. Also his last mass. Okay. They have a video footage. I mean, so it's incredible to see, because like I said, he died in 1968. So it wasn't that far back. And it's very interesting how they do have audio and video still reels of of Padre Pio. But what's really beautiful is the people that encountered him that are still with us and are able to give interviews that encountered him. It's incredible. So I would encourage folks to check that out as well. There's a few different priests. There's some lay folks that have gone around sharing their encounters with Padre Pio. And I think those stories need to definitely be told and continue to be shared, because you're right. We don't want to let this get too far, in history, so that we move on to something else, and we have this out there at our fingertips. So I totally agree with you, Oscar. There's so much out there. I would encourage folks to go to a trusted site, though, if they're going to go to a site to get detailed facts. So like the Padre Pio approved sites, and then you will be sure that you'll get the facts. There are a lot of rumors that circulate around Padre Pio that didn't exactly happen that way. And so I think it's important people do get to the true understanding of it. But I love how you said, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear our prayers. Also, St. Francis de Sales said, God commands us to pray and forbids us to worry. So you are spot on about the power of prayer, how that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to trust in. And that's where we draw our strength, and we should really be at peace. So I love that, Oscar, that you love Padre Pio. That brings us even closer, because like I said, he's one of our powerhouse team that we pray to. We feel he's been very instrumental in the work of Take Two. And also, I can tell you, in my own life, he has shaped my ministry work tremendously. And I know it was Padre Pio. How do I know that? Because very strange things would happen. And so I just had the indication that he was definitely involved. And I feel very humbled. And I was told by two wonderful ladies who are very close to Padre Pio, because they're the spiritual daughters of Padre Pio. They told me that my prayers were answered after many years that Padre Pio has accepted me as a spiritual daughter. And so what's great about that is when he accepts you as a spiritual son or daughter, he accepts your whole family. That was the promise that he made. And so I was really excited about that. I hope it's true. I really do, because I love this saint. I've loved him ever since I learned about him. I'm so grateful to John Paul II, because it was during John Paul II's time when he was canonized. Anything else, Oscar? Great story, and great getting us going on the quotes of Padre Pio and getting us started on this wonderful tribute to Padre Pio on his feast day. Anything else?
Yes, and this one, this is not directly about Padre Pio per se. Again, you said it very, very good. You said it very good than I have. But
oh no, thank you.
But to the viewers, I have for those of you who are tuning in, I've been gone from here from Winchester for last 2 weeks for travel. I've been in El Salvador for the last 2 weeks for vacation, and this past Saturday I've returned home after 2 weeks, and I want to take this opportunity to say thank you all for the prayers and praying mm-hmm. for me for a safe mm-hmm. return home. Mm-hmm. I'm finally back home, very mm-hmm. well rested, glory be to God, mm-hmm. and it was a great experience.
Good.
I wish I could say more, but because of time, you know,
well,
I wish I could. But,
yeah, but
you know,
we're more people. No, and you're always we you're in the prayer book, the permanent prayer book. So Oscar, we love you. We're glad you had a great trip and you're back home. The next time you call, share some more about your spiritual journey, because we're walking with you, okay?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. And I love you too, and I love all the EWTN and Take Two family. Oh. I have you all in my heart and prayers, and hopefully you are for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Oscar. Okay, you be well. Take care, and call us again, especially when Jerry's on too, because he loves to hear your voice. So take care, my friend. Okay, we're going to go to Shelley. Shelley's in Massachusetts listening on Sirius XM 130. Shelley's going to talk about Padre Pio. And there is an open phone line now because Oscar freed a line. So please dial in if you want to talk about Padre Pio. You want to just share something from your heart about Padre Pio. This is his feast day today, September 23rd. Come on, you guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Shelley from Massachusetts, take it away.
Hi, good afternoon, and happy St. Padre feast day.
Yes, amen. So my
St. Padre, I only really heard about him a little bit more recently, like a month ago, which was just about the stigmata, because I was asking somebody at church about the stigmata, and he was rolled into one of the individuals. So fast forward 2 or 3 weeks later, my mother-in-law ends up in the hospital in critical condition. She's not ill. She just ends up there, dehydration, medicine issues, things like that. So I went to adoration and prayed to St. Raphael for her healing. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like it wasn't enough, and I asked my angel, because I'm very connected to my angel. Mm-hmm. So I asked my angel, who else do I pray for? And instantly in my brain was Padre Pio. So I said, okay, Padre Pio, I don't know you, but here's my prayer. There you go. Now, at the hospital, meanwhile, she's in critical condition. Her system's shutting down. Both of her kidneys are less than 10% being productive, so they're getting dialysis ready for her. So all this is happening. So I said to my angel, you got to hurry up and go there and talk to Padre Pio. Get that message to him fast. By that evening, she was cleared, never had to go on dialysis. Mm-hmm. She is home. She's absolutely fine.
Wow. And this is your mother-in-law, Shelley, or your mom?
My mother-in-law.
Your
who
mother-in-law.
I love dearly.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her just as much as I love my mother.
Wow. Well, see, that goes along, and praise be to God, that goes along with what I shared when, you know, Padre Pio founded the hospital for the sick and suffering. And so he has a special closeness to those that are suffering and in hospitals. So that would make sense that you were prompted, inspired by your guardian angel to go to Padre Pio. I could just feel the Holy Spirit as I said that. Okay. So you were inspired to do that. That makes complete sense. And Padre Pio helped your mother-in-law, and it's so beautiful to see that. Now I will share something with you. Now that you have that, you know, you prayed, you asked for the intercession of the angels and saints. I believe you said you went to St. Raphael, then you went to your guardian angel and Padre Pio. It's very important that we, and I'm sure you're doing this, it's very important that we acknowledge that they did indeed help. So you may want to get a prayer card with the archangels on there, and then maybe a prayer card with Padre Pio. Have it blessed and put it somewhere in your home, or if you can put it in your mother-in-law's home, because it's always an honoring to God that we remember who helped us when we needed it most. So I don't know if you ever thought of that, or at least, I'm sure you said thank you to all of them, but it's very important we do that, to follow up, to kind of finish that, because God wants that relationship. God, that's the reason why the church triumphant helps us. You know, people will say, why do we go to these angels and saints when we can just go to Jesus himself? Okay, that is very true, but everything comes from God, and God wants this relationship. God wants us to build this network of connection to the church triumphant, so that when we are there, they are all our heavenly friends. Okay, so it's an incredible, it's all about family. It's all about relationships. That's one of the reasons why we call this show, Take Two. We say the Take Two family. That's the reason why we say it that way. So Shelley, spot on. I love this story, and I think it's amazing. Actually, Shelley, do me one favor. Hang on. I got to ask you one more question. Just hang on. I want to ask you about your mother-in-law when I come back. Please join in if you want to share how much you love Padre Pio at 833-288-3986. We're so glad you tuned in on this feast day of St. Padre Pio as we're talking about how much we love him here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you have something to share, something to say, a story to impart to all of us, please call it in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I want to ask Shelley a question real quickly before we let her go go on for the rest of her day. Real quickly, I just want to correct something. The hospital that Padre Pio founded in San Giovanni Rotondo, Italy, is actually called the Home for the Relief of Suffering. And it's just a state-of-the-art, beautiful, amazing hospital that feels like almost like a hotel. I'm not joking. It's unbelievable how it is so comforting and incredible. So I just wanted to share that. Also, real quickly, I have to do this because it's so important. Okay. I get to do it, but I have to do it because souls depend on Catholic radio. And right now we're in the middle of fall pledge drive season. So when your local listening area comes to you and says, we are raising funds because we are listener supported Catholic radio, please step up in a big way. And please remember EWTN. So I'm going to say a big shout out and congratulations going out to another longtime EWTN radio partner. Salt and Light Radio marks 16 years with us. Their 11 stations serve Idaho in English and Spanish. Congratulations to Keith Pettyjohn and his great team at Salt and Light Radio from your friends here at EWTN. This is why I have to stop and make this comment, because 16 years, folks, think how many souls are being saved and all the solid formation they are learning from Salt and Light Radio. Way to go. Okay, Shelley, back to you real quickly. I wanted to ask you if you would be willing to give us your mother-in-law's first name so I could put her in the prayer book for continued healing. That's the first question. Second question is, did she have a relationship with Padre Pio that you know of?
Okay, the first answer is her name is Jeanette.
Jeanette. Okay, thank you. I got her in the book.
And her birthday is today.
I knew. Oh my goodness, this is why I kept you on the lines. Her birthday is today. Did you just say that?
Correct.
Okay.
I did not get a chance. I went to say it and I didn't get a chance, and I said I'm not going to get a chance.
Well, you
and
did.
Here I am.
Well, you did, because I felt so strongly to keep you on the line. And typically we were finished with our conversation. So we were going into a break, and it's a nice way to say goodbye to a caller and pick up the next caller. But it was as clear as a bell. Keep her on the line. Keep her on the line. So I'm just chuckling because that's Padre Pio. Your mother-in-law's birthday is today, September 23rd. Amazing, on his feast day. Well, she definitely has a close relationship. I hope you fill her home with statues of Padre Pio, prayer cards, pass prayer cards out. That is so incredible. I mean, look how the Lord works. And Padre Pio had a wonderful sense of humor. So I just love this. Shelley, you are awesome. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to share before we let you go? This is amazing. God is so good.
No, I think at this point I'm in front of a church. I'm going to go into adoration and thank the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And tell your mother-in-law, we'll be praying for her. And please, when you go into church, please thank Padre Pio for making this episode so special on his feast day. I could cry. I just love this. This was meant to be. I'm so glad you got in, Shelley. Call us again and God bless you. And remember the Take Two family intentions too, please. Okay. What an amazing, wow. God is working, guys. God is working. He's working in Catholic radio. He's working it with each and every one of us, with our stories that we share. This is exciting. Oh boy, what is everybody going? Okay, what are the chances of that? You can't make this stuff up. Okay, so Shelley's mother-in-law, her birthday is today, and they prayed to Padre Pio. They didn't know, Shelley didn't know about Padre Pio, but she was inspired, and her mother-in-law recovered. Wow, incredible. Can't make this up, but this should be a movie. Somebody should put this on the big screen. Amy's up next in Monroe Township, New Jersey on EWTN app. Hi, Amy. Take it away.
Hi, how are you?
God
bless
great.
You, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
So I just wanted to tell a little story. So I had COVID January 1st, 2020, and I couldn't move for 5 days. And I just prayed and prayed, and I was almost like in the crucifix position, and I just prayed, just, Lord, please get me out of this. I love you so much, and prayed the entire time. It was such a blessing to pray, and I felt so much hope, but I was in so much pain. So needless to say, 10 days later, I was coming out of it, and I was able to sit up and, you know, just start doing normal things. And I felt this tremendous pain in the palm of my right hand. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what the heck is that? So I started rubbing it with my thumb, and I looked down, and there was this dark black hole. And It wasn't like a scary dark black hole, but it was very visible. And I was like, Padre Pio, I said, thank you for being here. And I was like, thank you, Lord, thank you. And I just could not stop thinking. I was like, this is such a gift. This is such a blessing. Thank you so much. And I didn't want it to go away. And even though it was painful, I was like, this is okay. This is such a gift. Thank you for hearing me, Lord. And I was so mesmerized. So I thought, I said, please, this moment, I don't want to stop feeling it. So I said, Lord, lead me to a Bible verse. And he put on my heart 1 Corinthians 13:13. And we know that verse. It's, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Wow. And I thought, thank you, Lord. You love me so much. Thank you for this gift. And so instantly I was like, Padre Pio, you're my man. So,
oh, yes. Oh, yes. So you were given that sign to pull you through during a very vulnerable and difficult time of COVID, right? And so you received that, and that obviously gave you that the comfort, the grace, the strength. What else did you receive, you know, in addition to being friends now with Padre Pio?
Well, so I now have a devotion to him, and he's just always on my mind. Like, he's my first go-to besides St. Jude and a lot of the other saints. But I still remember that feeling, and I rub my palm from time to time, and he's just so with me. And I was just so blessed for that gift and for the recovery. You know, I didn't
recovery,
know what was
yes.
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, like I said, he's the closest to those who are suffering, and because he wanted that hospital, the state-of-the-art hospital. Yeah. So he's so close, and so what he does is through his intercession, he absolutely, I believe, brings us you know, points us so close to our Lord, so we can relate, right? So Padre Pio being somebody that just, you know, walked this earth, you know, just really kind of a few years back, right? He died in 1968, you know, and so it's important that God is trying to make all these connections. He wants us to feel close to him and align our suffering with his, but we do that with the help and the assistance of our heavenly friends who are trying to get us to really stay the course, stay the path. And it's such a beautiful, when you think about it from a relationship standpoint, Amy, it is so incredible. So you received that beautiful gift. I mean, that's a loving, loving friend.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It was, I said, Lord, please just let me hold on to this. I know I didn't want that feeling to leave. And so I'm looking and it faded after 3 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. But it was so, it's in my heart. It's the best gift ever.
Well,
Right. They acknowledged the fact that I was praying and really trusting with everything I've had. And so, that was very special.
Well, exactly. And that's what God wants for all of us. He wants us to free fall into his arms. He wants complete trust. He wants us to make that decision. Mm-hmm. But he's willing to give us that support, you know, to help us along the way. And he does that in signs, through people, through things, through symbols. And it's so wonderful that you received that incredible gift just for you, Amy. I love it.
Thank you for
trusting us and sharing your beautiful story.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And call us again. And we love Padre Pio. Call us again. Dave is calling in from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Radio. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm well. And well, we met for the first time at the radio conference.
We did.
And I was blessed to have have met you.
Thank you.
But I attribute a lot of that to Padre Pio and just getting me there, because I pray to him often. I was going to be going in 2016, but I might have shared this with you, but I had some medical stuff come up, and it just kind of knocked me out of the loop. And as a convert, this one I want to say, you know, I had heard, and I converted from Lutheranism to Catholicism back in the 70s, but I had been hearing about this guy, this gentleman, this person, this priest, Padre Pio, and from people who are not Catholic, but I had, my aunts were Catholic, but I started praying to him then, but what my point is, in my journey, I've grown so much closer to him that he's one of my main go-to saints that for myself, because I've had some other things, replace knees and from my Army career. But I mean, just when I'm in, just like, oh my gosh, what's coming next, or I hear something that I have to go through, I pray to Padre Pio. And also with many friends of mine who have gone through things and are going through things now, I just I just give it up to him. Mm-hmm. And I just went to we're in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, the station, and I went to the Shrine of Częstochowa, a beautiful shrine. But again, the Mass was just beautiful, and again, it's the feast day for Padre Pio, and prayers were going up. But again, for my own personal journey, I rely on him every day, going forward more and more. And I heard some of your listeners say how we just have to surrender, and we do. And once we surrender to him, and then just wait, stand back. It may not be immediate, but I attribute the medical stuff in 2016. I had 3 stents put in my heart, and it was like a shock to me. And it's like, oh my goodness, Lord, wasn't expecting this, but he, primary saint, and many others, along the way. But here I am, praise God, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. But I often attribute my healing, and pretty rapid healing, to Padre Pio.
Absolutely. And Dave, you do such a fine job at Holy Spirit Radio. We thank you so very much. Now, how close are you to Bartow, Pennsylvania, where the shrine is?
I would say about 35 miles, not too far away.
Nice.
And and believe it or not, as believing in Padre Pio, and I'm going to change this soon because of my busy schedule. I mean, I get there, but then family things. I'm going to get to Bartow. I don't want to talk. Well, there's on October 11th through the 14th, the habit of Padre Pio is going to be there, and it's a very special day at Bartow. So, I don't want to do. People that are learning of him, who know of him, and myself. I've not been to Bartow, truth be told, and I'm going to change that. And I'm getting a group of people together,
my friends.
And I know. I mean, everyone needs something, in their lives, spiritual, physical, or psychological, many or all three. And yes, that's coming up. I just invite people to look up events at Bartow. I'm giddy about it almost. So
I'm a little bit jealous. I got to be honest with you. I would love to go. As you said, it's in October. Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing. You're just going to have a spectacular time. I have to tell you, Dave, it was so nice seeing you at the radio conference. It was just what a wonderful gathering of all of us in radio and the affiliates coming together as family and sharing stories. And you're right. I mean, oftentimes in the strangest ways, these saints are kind of maneuvering things and orchestrating things to help us all see each other, connect. It's all about relationships. And I don't know if you caught Shelley's call from Massachusetts, but I'm still, I mean, you talk about giddy. I'm beaming from ear to ear with Shelley's call with her mother, Jeanette, mother-in-law, Jeanette. When Shelley was praying, she was inspired by her guardian angel to pray to and ask Padre Pio to help and intercede for her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law recovered. Her mother-in-law's birthday is today, September 23rd. I mean, what are the chances of that, Dave? Is that incredible?
Yeah, it is incredible. There are no coincidences.
Yeah.
It's all a holy moment, a God moment, a Holy Spirit moment. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, amen. Well, Dave, would you do us a favor? Would you just remember the Take Two family intentions when you go to when the relic is there in Bartow in October? If you would remember the Take Two family intentions and just tell Padre Pio that we ask him to be our powerhouse team every single episode. So if you can just thank him for us, I would appreciate it.
I'd be happy to, and I'd love to, and I will.
Thank you.
Maybe can you change your schedule and come on up? No.
I would love it. I would love it.
That's a big ask.
Yeah, but I do need to get to Pennsylvania. I have to tell you, my sister lives in Pennsylvania, so I do need to get there, but I will definitely stay in touch. And Dave, you are awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation.
For having me. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, what a great call, Dave, from Holy Spirit Radio. I love it. John from New Jersey is up next. A Sirius XM 130. Look at New Jersey. New Jersey loves Padre Pio. I love it. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hello there. I can't believe we're talking about Bartow because that's part of my story. So,
wow.
Lived in Pennsburg. My Knights of Columbus up there, really close to it. And I met the person who had the miracle. I think her name is Cassandra. Where can you imagine? It's like 1967, and you have a baby and was born without an organ, something major. Nothing's going to grow. And this lady takes her baby to Padre Pio just to pray. Mm-hmm. And the child's cured with the new organ. Then they build Bartow, and I met the lady, and then she was just telling me like what her mom did. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Then I go a few years further, and my daughter, she has, in 05, we went to Italy, did a pilgrimage, and we went to the hospital. We went to the new church. We toured Padre Pio's bed and his little cell. Really moving. It was awesome. Then a few years later, unfortunately, my daughter gets melanoma stage 3A, and she could die from this, right? So being connected with Bartow, we get one of his Padre Pio's gloves, and we pray over, and she's cured. It's like, this is crazy stuff. So I just wanted to tell the people, this is real stuff. Padre Pio, when you dive into his life and who he was, and it's just, you fall in love with one. But it's real stuff. So if you can go to Bartow, go to Bartow. I live in New Jersey now. But if you can go to Italy and you see the hospital that they built with no funds. And he did it for the poor. And it's just so overwhelming. So I just wanted to give a shout out to St. Pio. You're my man. And love everything about it.
Yeah, me too, John. And your stories are amazing. Praise be to God. And I have to tell you, I was in San Giovanni Rotondo, and I totally agree with you. Seeing that hospital up on the hill, state-of-the-art hospital that he built, it's incredible how the money came in to fund it. And it's just an amazing added part of Southern Italy that has helped so many people. John, you're spot on. And the miracles and the healings, you know, it's so interesting. You hear the story of Padre Pio saying he was going to stand outside the pearly gates and not enter into the beatific vision until all of his spiritual sons and daughters are in. It just goes to show that he wanted to continue. He wanted to continue to help all of us so very much in a way that was very personal to us. And I just love, even if that story isn't exactly, you know, the way it turned out to be, you know, because God, you know, God is in charge, and so God, you know, it's God's will for everything. But I do know that you can tell that he is so active, and he and God has allowed him, maybe through all the obedience that he showed in his 80 years of life, and that he now can share that with us to keep us and fill us with hope and with hopefully some miracles and things of that nature to keep us going on this journey. I think it's such a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful image, and it goes and it affirms what we've been saying, that God wants us to get to heaven. God is trying his hardest in his way to create a family around us to help us get to heaven. And it's our job just to be open and receptive to those graces and the healings like you had received in your family, John. I can hear the love in your heart for Padre Pio, and God bless you, sir. I'm so glad you called in and added to this conversation, this special tribute to Padre Pio today. Thank you, John.
My brother's a priest, and he said, as we prayed about my daughter, let's pray this, but God's will be done. And that was so powerful to me, as Father Matt said, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but let's pray one thing, God's will be done. And that was so powerful and meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's trust, complete trust. So your brother's a priest. Thank you so much. Please thank him for his vocation. You're very blessed to have a priest in your family. That is wonderful. Love it, John. Call anytime. Great, great contribution. We're going to try to squeeze Mary in from Dublin, Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio. Mary, you've got a Padre Pio story, and we've got full phone lines plus, you guys. You guys waited to the last minute, but let's see how many we can squeeze in. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Debbie. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous. I tried to put this on your comment line yesterday. I wrote the whole story out, and then it disappeared. Mm-hmm. So I think I was supposed to call in.
Oh,
but
good.
I love Padre Pio. Today is my son's birthday, but this is a spiritual healing of Padre Pio I want to tell you about. Mm-hmm. My husband, he passed away 7 years ago, almost. But the last week of his life, he was in the hospital. He'd received last rites, and then suddenly he developed these mini strokes where he was unable to speak. He could maybe say one word. Well, the family was in the room, and that morning I was arranging his clothing, cups, tissues, etc. And his first words came out. The priest said, "Do you know Padre Pio?" as clear as can be. And that's all he said. I rushed over to the bedside, tried to have him explain or speak or say anything more. He didn't. But that afternoon, my daughter found a holy card of Padre Pio on the bedside table. And it was such a spiritual healing for our entire family.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I won't know till I'm in the next life what happened there that day. But I love Padre Pio. Mm-hmm. I did go to San Giovanni Rotunda. If you've not been there, it's the most amazing place mm-hmm. to see his body. Mm-hmm. My husband didn't go with me. He was fine at the time working. But he always encouraged me to go on a pilgrimage. And I just love Padre Pio.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say.
What an incredible.
I thank him. Yeah. I have his relic, third mm-hmm. class, at my bedside. And I'm just so thankful for our church, for these amazing saints. And thank you for your show, Debbie. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you, Mary. You did such a fine job. You said you were a first-time caller. Now you're going to be a regular caller, I hope. And Mary, I love your story. It was so deep and so personal. And, you know, the prayer card is such a signature call. It's like a business card of Padre Pio's. I've heard it so many times. It happened to me. There's something about the Padre Pio prayer card. It seems to show up at just the right time, and you know that Padre Pio was there. And it's like his calling card, right? It's like, you know, somebody leaves a business card on the at the office. It's the same type of thing. It's hilarious. But, you know, I do picture, I oftentimes when I'm praying, I do picture him standing at the pearly gates when he said he wasn't going to enter till all his spiritual sons and daughters. That's how much he cares about us. And he experienced so much on this earth when he went through all of the years, 50 years of the stigmata and all the spiritual gifts he received, and how he was in prayer constantly saying not one rosary, but 15, 17 rosaries a day in the confessional. you know, 10 hours a day. I mean, it goes on and on, living on a tiny little bit of food, hardly any sleep, wrestling with the demons, you know, losing cups of blood every day from the stigmata, suffering all the persecution and all the things he went through, but he was still obedient and he still loved and he still kept his personality and he kept his joy, and he wants us to get to heaven. So I almost picture him standing there at the pearly gates going, come on in, let's go, you guys, come on in. And I just love that. And I love that he is able to minister to us in so many ways. So Mary, your story is precious and it's yours. And I'm so glad you shared it with us. God bless you so very much. Bernadette in Los Angeles, California, I'm so sorry. You could call back on Unscripted and talk about Padre Pio, because this is the feast days today, but this is his month. So you can talk about Padre Pio, Bernadette. Ron in LA, you as well. Irene in Wisconsin, I believe you have a daughter that's in surgery right now and you're going to Padre Pio. We will go to Padre Pio as well for your daughter. Keep us posted on the outcome of the surgery. Thank you to the show team, Michael and Matt and Pedro. Don't forget to check out Ave Maria in the afternoon, this afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And Dr. Marcus Peter does a great job. So check that show out. And guys, please consider becoming friends with Padre Pio. Learn about this great saint, love this great saint, and celebrate his feast day today. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.